Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommer worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will come comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan. And because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Brother Stephen. Brother Stephen, I'm hearing the word of the Lord saying for you to rise up. God says that he's giving you a voice. I'm hearing God say that there's much on the inside of you, much empowerment. God says that you are going to be able to encourage others. I'm hearing God says that you have a voice to be heard. I'm hearing counseling, speaking, lecturing. God says that there's much that he's placed on the inside of you, much creativity. Again, God says, rise up. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Stephen. And I further hear God saying this is a time that travel is going to be favorable for you. And I concur, rise up. God said this is a season, the truth. You shall bear the truth, and the truth shall be carried. You shall carry the truth. It shall go forth with you. God said you begin to speak his word, and you begin to minister to his people. And yet you're going to begin to minister and talk to politicians. I see the truth coming forth, and you will bring justice, swift justice, and that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Stephen. You know, when I heard your name, Stephen, that reminded me of Stephen in the scriptures in the book of Acts, who was a faithful and mighty man of God. And when he spoke, things manifested. And when he went about teaching the people and teaching the people, he was challenged by the authorities in that time that were fearful of the words because he was speaking truth and life. And now God's going to force you to come forth and speak what is in you and not be afraid of what people's faces, not be afraid of what people think about you. You're going to have to make a decision about your life in this season to go forth with the things that God has put inside of you. If you're going to have a challenge, because you're going to be able to overcome that challenge by your faith, so you're going to have to speak yourself forward, and that is the word of the Lord. For the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Stephen. I hear the word of the Lord saying, be open to change. I hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're mastering some things. I hear Father God saying, reach out to the children. For Father God says, this is the season where you're going to be ministering to the children. I hear Father God saying, new creativity. And men of God, pack your bags for the travel. I hear Father God saying, local travel as well as overseas travel. For Father God says, this is your season where you're coming into a new season of adventure. And I hear Father God saying, even favor with public officials. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you were blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. This is a great season that you're in, a season where you ought to delve into the presence of the Lord to hear his voice, a season where the Lord says, look neither to the left nor to the right, but keep your eyes stayed on the Lord. It's a season where things are moving, and it seems as if that the cycles are changing, things are changing. For this is an hour where the Lord says you must use wisdom in all that you do. I'm hearing the Lord say to me that double-check papers, double-check statements and things of that nature. Keep track of important papers. Also, even when it comes to identity, don't throw papers or things just anywhere. You're going to begin to find that even around the 23rd of this month, the Spirit is going to help you to be able to get some loans or also even pay off some kind of a debt. I'm also hearing the Lord say unto me that he's going to give you a new level of energy in this season, and you're going to find that you're going to be able to achieve some new things. Now, I do hear God saying to me, be sure to set boundaries if friends or others want too much from you. And that's going to lead me, and I'm going to come back to October, but that's going to lead me into November because I felt some things in November. And it seems as if that the Lord says, watch that relationships don't go too far. Because it seems as if that around the first 10 days of the month of November, especially around the 1st, you could feel as though someone or some are attempting to manipulate you. And if so, the Lord says, look within and below the surface to discern what their motives might be. Don't be so trusting. And yet it seems as if that by the 3rd, you're going to have a handle on the situation and know how to begin to neutralize any negative attentions out of that. Because it seems as if that the Lord has further says unto thee that as you're moving about in this month of October, the emotions are going to become so much more settled. You could be feeling emotional about, I don't know, your location or relatives or even neighbors or where you at. So the Lord says, just start preparing and be centered and know that things are coming together on your behalf. For the Lord also says unto thee, he says, be prepared for the unexpected and don't overreact. Can I tell you that around the 23rd again is going to bring some new opportunities your way, personal and even possibly career.
and you're going to have the ability during the next 12 months to be able to begin to improve your position and even your image in your profession or even in your community. You're going to find that your reputation is going to change for the better within the next year. For the Lord says, it seems as if that you're going to be taking a brand new path because your path is changing. The path purpose is changing. That's going to be revealed unto thee. And you're going to become more interested in what you're called to do, and you're going to become so much more dedicated to the bigger vision, to the world, is what the Lord is saying. Now let's go back to the month of November. It seems as if that around the 12th, you're going to do a good deed for someone, saith the Lord of hosts, and it's going to bless you. The Lord says, focus on achieving all that you can, even around the 13th, because it's going to prove to be a very favorable day for you. Well, I want to thank you for the miracle seed. Know that the pieces of the puzzle are coming together, and God said, I have special plans, and my glory shall cover thee, and I will bless the works of your hands. Get ready, because your dream's about to take on a whole nother meaning. Thank you, and God bless. We'll be right back.